like that these guys are the best stone lifters I've ever seen. Like, considering like how big and strong we are, they're not as big as us, but they're rivaling our weights. I've never gone somewhere and had a non-professional strongman look at my stone lifting technique and say, you're strong, but that's not a good technique.
Welcome to the Shots Rain Podcast. We are mobile today with my buddy Martins Lisis. And how are you doing, my friend?
Man, I am so jet lagged, but I'm doing well.
So you were just in China, right?
I was in China and also Japan, almost 2 months away from home. And then night in Los Angeles, and now I'm here and I'm fighting to keep my eyes open.
I can honestly only imagine, bro, because that's such a big time difference. But being over there for that long, you would have acclimated completely, got back here, hit the ground, different time zone within the United States.
Not just different time zones, man. I feel like I just passed into a different universe, a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Like I left this universe, got acclimated to a different world.
Yeah.
And now I'm back. And I'm like, was that a dream? I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. It's a heck of a trip. It's strength unknown. That's what you're doing, right?
So that's
you're
right.
You're filming for YouTube and trying to uncover some, you know, almost like cultural strengths, which is really fun.
Absolutely. Like our goal was like when I saw that Rogue documentary, Levanta Doris, and saw these phenomenal stone lifters in the Basque country, I was like, how many other things are there in this world that we don't know about, which is phenomenal strength or ability? And that's what strength unknown is about. We just want to go out there, put a spotlight on these amazing feats of strength or ability and show it to the world.
Well, it's almost a part of culture.
Yeah.
You know, like these different places and you go and it's strength that is celebrated.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, which I've always loved too.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's neat to, you know, go to different places and the respect that the culture puts on strength.
Absolutely.
Right? It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It's like a way of life for them. Because a lot of these guys, like, they'll be construction workers or masons and work with stones or chopping wood, and then they compete in their work, basically.
Isn't that crazy?
And then, for the Basque country, like, these guys are the best stone lifters I've ever seen. Like, considering, like, how big and strong we are, they're not as big as us, but they're rivaling our weights. And I think the current stone-to-shoulder world record is still done by Basque, man.
It's insane. I mean, just the uniform that they have to wear, I'm going to call it that, but it's like a specially designed shirt and the technique that
it's
they
like
have to do it, you know? It's something where I always thought with like the Basque stone lifting, something like that, if some of us were to do that and do it a lot, right? So you could become efficient with the technique of how to do it and that type of thing. It'd be interesting to see what type of weights could get moved, you know?
Right. Because right now these guys, some of them have done over 700 pounds to the shoulder in the rectangular stone, you know, and of course it's leveraging. They got handles. People will say this and that.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried it. I'm pretty strong.
Decently strong, you know?
Yeah. And it's hard.
It's really hard.
Like, I would need at least half a year, I think, to get up to a decent place.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place that you've gone for that?
Oh, that's tough. So just for the stone...
Maybe top couple.
The Basque country in Spain is probably one of the most fascinating strength, just pure strength trips I've done.
Okay.
Like, I have the most respect for their, like, the perfectionism that they put into the stone lifting techniques, just how much thought goes into it. I mean, they obsess over it.
That's neat.
And I learned from these guys, and I've improved my own stone lifting, which I did not expect.
Like, I think your brain probably works like mine. Like, you're always thinking about how to more efficiently lift something, and, you know, if you experience that, you get submerged in it.
Yeah.
And then it's only natural to think about, okay, well, if they're doing this and they're this size and this strength, maybe I can apply this or apply that. You know, it's a neat way to think.
I've never gone somewhere and had a non-professional strongman look at my stone lifting technique and say, you're strong, but that's not a good technique. For example, we all do it in strongman. When we shoulder a stone, we bring up both arms and then leave an arm up here like this. But watch what happens. When I raise my arm, see how my shoulder is raising. That means the distance the stone has to travel is increasing as my arm goes up. So what they do is they'll get it up here. They put both arms underneath the stone. Then they lift it right here. See how the shoulder's down now?
Interesting.
The stone doesn't have to roll up over the hump of your shoulder as if you raise the arm. So they leave the arms down, and then it just locks into position. It's like a little adjustment I never thought of.
No, you don't make it on the side. Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody does.
So I just put it on the bottom now.
Have you tried it like that?
Yeah, and it's a world of difference. It's so much easier.
That's crazy.
It's a little thing, but
sure,
there is a caveat. It's harder to balance when it's there.
I would imagine like you'd have more of a risk of it going all the way over.
Exactly, but they do it so much that they're very precise with it.
Yeah.
So they say, yes, it takes time to get used to that balance. But once you do get used to it, it just goes into position. Which
is something you just have to practice.
And no joke, now I've practiced it a bit, it's a night and day difference. That last bit is the easiest part of the stone.
That's interesting, man. That's interesting. Well, I tell you what, you are probably the guy in the sport of strongman that's had so many different accomplishments. And then it's interesting to me that you've taken a break at certain times, right? And you pick certain contests to compete in. And then you kind of seem like, all right, I'm going to take a break. Is that coming from, and I know that we've talked a little bit, obviously, outside of this, like coming from listening to your body and how beat up you're getting and, what kind of more abuse you can take and then backing off and being strategic? Is that where that comes from?
Definitely. Because it's taken every one of us, of course, gets tunnel vision and puts full effort into getting as strong as we can.
Yeah.
I've never considered myself talented. Like every single step has been slow for me to gain the strength I have. I don't think my body is meant to be lifting the weights. I mean, probably none of our bodies is really meant to be lifting these weights. But mine especially, I do get pretty beat up from these contests.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to just say one thing. Not talented is pretty harsh statement. You know, when you've accomplished as much as you have, you obviously have talent and a lot of skill.
I
just want to say that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just feel like for me to get the lifts, I always have to think, okay, how am I going to use my body to absolutely the fullest efficiency to be able to get the lifts that a lot of these other guys get?
Yeah.
Because I don't think statically I am anywhere near as strong as some of the other top guys, but I've had to be able to figure out how to move my body around in a way where I could compete and be at the same level as you guys.
I mean, I know that your training strategies that you've approached different things have been different from a lot of guys out there, at least from what I've seen from the outside, and you going into a contest. But I'll tell you what, when you say that you're going to compete and you're getting ready, the one thing that I know and you've proven by your performance is if you're going to get ready, you're going to be ready.
100%.
Right? And you'll come in and I feel like you've broken down every single event in that contest to be as adequately prepared for it as you possibly can.
I do
you do your homework.
Absolutely.
Do your homework. Yeah.
I don't want to go into a competition and not be able to show up and
be at your best.
Be at the top.
Yeah. And you can tell that, man, like your preparation, like you try to break things down and
appreciate
it's fun, right? Like that's kind of like the nuts and bolts of strongman where, a lot of people that might be fans of the sport or whatever, they don't understand when we get the events in the contest, how it needs to be broken down. You know what I'm saying? Like it has to be broken down to, okay, how much effort am I going to put into each area of this? And how am I going to get better at each one of these events?
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that you do well, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yep.
Because it always comes out like, okay, I'm good at these events. We'll do those way less. I suck at this. I'm going to triple down on that. Yeah.
Is that typically what you do?
Absolutely.
You kind of pick out where you really need to apply the most work?
Because I always figure it's just the best average wins a competition, not like the superstar at one event, because it's always going to be your Achilles heel that brings down the points.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. So being good across the board.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. That's your strategy.
100%.
So how's the body, speaking of that, how's it feeling right now?
Right now? I mean, I got my aches and pains, but I found ways to work around them.
Okay.
And I've noticed that I can get up to pretty heavy weights much quicker than I used to, but I can't lift heavy as often as I used to, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I find like every single big movement I could hit once a month heavy, and then I got to pull back. So I kind of have to cycle every week, figure out what I'm going to do heavy, and then pull the other things back. Whereas a few years ago, I was able to do like 800-pound deadlifts every single week for repetitions leading up to a show.
So you're what? You're 33?
33 now.
33. Yeah. So do you think it's a byproduct of that, just like, or is it, hey, I've got some more miles on, and I need to just apply that? It's interesting that you're saying every once a month, right? So you're saying you're going to deadlift super heavy once a month, kind of squat super heavy once a month, and go for, like with the moving events, do you then cycle that a little bit differently as far as the weights going up as well?
Yeah.
What do you find beats you up the most?
I find that what beats me up the most is probably deadlifts. Unfortunately, stones, even though they're my favorite movement, heavy stones, they're rough right now.
Okay.
Stones, deadlifts, and it's axle. Axle is because I've lost some cartilage. So it's bone on bone, my right shoulder. So my rotation here is much more difficult. So I could hit log every week.
But okay.
Axle, if I try to hit axle every week,
it's more pressure.
It's that last bit in the clean is brutal.
Interesting. So, I mean, with something like that, could you just do the pressing part of an axle?
Yeah.
Instead of, so kind of know that the strength is going to be there for the clean. Because I know for me, that's kind of how I would break up an axle. So I would do sometimes just out of the rack, right? Take it out of the rack and press.
Yeah.
Instead, because a clean would 100% beat you up more.
Yeah,
right?
It really does.
Just from almost getting bruised, like not even the rotation, but like if you're doing a continental clean, if you're doing it enough, you know, like it can definitely take its toll. But
speaking of which, I think, what was it, 2017, we were in Botswana, in the heat, I was doing 360-pound axle against Thor. I forgot how many reps we got up to, but I slightly fractured my sternum.
Did you?
On one of those cleans.
That's, I thought I did at one point, and I was, my sternum was popping.
Yeah, it popped.
Yeah.
And then there was like a bruise and it swelled up.
Okay.
And it was excruciating pain. I was like, could I even continue this competition?
Right.
And I got like a bunch of those patches, the anti-inflammatory patches.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's freaking go. I hope my sternum holds together.
Man.
That was one of those, like a creepy injury to have.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I actually did. I never bruised up like that. But I remember mine, I would just kind of be stretching and my sternum would pop. And I was like, man, it was I really think it was a direct result of doing too much, like overtraining, clean, but in a contest, a different setting, right? Like you're
absolutely,
you need to do it then. So, you know, just one of those things, but it's interesting, that you hear that and you know, cycling through, I feel like with stones, and you could tell me, do you feel like that's something that if you were strong overall that you, because you're so used to lifting stones and doing that. Is that something that you need to push super hard in training?
I believe it is, even though I'm good at it. Because I do believe that it's important to train, you know, your weaknesses three times as hard. But stones tend to be in almost every competition. It's rare not to have stones.
Yep.
And they tend to be at the end. So when it comes time to do stones, that's when you're the most tired, you're the most beat up. And you need to have practiced so much that no matter what you're feeling, you know you're going to be proficient at it.
Yeah.
So I do find that that's the one event, even though I'm good at it, I need to keep practicing it because I can never allow even a chance to slip up on it.
Yeah. So technique-wise, now if you were to train stones lighter, does that beat you up as much, or you could do that more efficiently?
I could definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay.
And I need to make sure I do. Because I made the one competition I decided not to train stones and take them for granted was Rogue Invitational. And that's where I slightly tore my bicep and I couldn't finish.
Last year. Yep.
Yeah. So that was definitely a wake up call. Like, okay, I changed my training style to take the stones for granted. And it definitely.
Yeah. And those were unique because they were like more like the inverse stone.
Yeah.
And only a tacky towel.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could have a little bit more slipping if you weren't used to really squeezing.
And
you know, with that,
and I feel like that is such an important, that squeezing part of the stone is the most important part of the stone.
Massive. Yes.
Because like if you can't lift it off the ground, there's no lift.
No
matter how strong your front squat or triple extension is, that stone doesn't leave the ground.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
Connection point.
Yeah. Right?
Absolutely, man. So body's feeling good.
Yeah.
So you're able,
good enough.
You're managing your training, it yeah. sounds like, and you've kind of figured out how hard you can push, when you need to pull back. And you know, at the end of the day, you can only train for what you can recover from, right? And you know, I think it's interesting to hear you say the things you're saying, because as you get up in training age,
yeah,
right, there's more of that that comes into play, I think, but you're more efficient and you're smarter for sure, because you had all that knowledge that's been gained.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act. It's weird how you have to kind of back sure off, is. But you're stronger and yeah. you can get stronger quicker.
Yeah.
Right. Like
absolutely. It comes back much quicker.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be in a good spot.
I think so too. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like your energy is good, man. It seems yeah. like you're like, all right, you know what? I've been traveling, kind of ready to go. So what does 2024 hold?
It's going to be the Arnold's World's Strongest Man and Rogue Invitational. I've considered your show.
Okay.
But, Brian, it's 10 events, isn't it?
Eight.
Only eight.
Very easy.
He says only some of the heaviest events I've ever seen. There's eight of them.
But I mean, also.
Hats off to you. You run that show really well.
I mean, thank you.
What it's come
to
become is incredible. The spectators, the quality of the equipment, and I love how fair the pay is for the athletes. Like, I think what you're doing is really setting the standard for a lot of other shows.
I appreciate that, man. It's you know, at the heart of it, and you know, we've talked a little bit about this. It's all about the athletes, right? Like, I love strongman. Like, I truly love yeah. it, and I have loved it from before I competed in it to when I started competing into it, and now, like, kind of on the backside of it, it's like, it's just giving back, because I know what it takes, right? Like, yeah. I know from an athlete standpoint very well what you have to do to prepare, and all of the stuff we're talking about. You're balancing this, you're getting beat up, you know, and you're putting your body on the line to
absolutely.
Go compete and give it all. So I think it's...
And there's nobody out there that's not giving it their all.
No,
of course. Doesn't deserve
yeah, yeah.
that respect.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything from the prize money breakdown and putting it back in and saying, like, hey, I'm going to be transparent about what's coming in and what's going back to the athletes and making it about the athletes. Like
yeah.
all of that is so important to me, man. So, you know, I've got a lot of questions from people about when are we going to see Martins?
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Okay.
Too.
And there's, I'll tell you what, from,
I'll have to see where I'm at.
But I know.
Goodness.
It's not like, I don't want to bring you in here and be like, hey, we're gonna grill you about competing, you know, like that's not what it is. But I know you actually,
trust me, I want to.
Yeah,
it is just eight events, Brian.
Yeah,
it's a tough show,
but think how well-rounded you are, though.
Yeah,
you're one of the guys that is the most well-rounded.
I do love
yeah
having more events in terms of evening out the points.
Well,
that is true.
The thing is I think for you, just, and this is just, I would say this to you, whether we were talking or not, is you're that way, right? Like you're saying about, I'm going to be that guy that's going to be consistent through the whole thing. And when you do have more events, it's that consistency.
Yeah.
You know, like I was actually talking to Mateus a little bit about it, right? Cause he was saying that. I said, well, honestly, man, you're also a guy that's consistent. So maybe the deadlift might be something that you might fall down.
But it gives them more room to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and just the environment, man, is
that is
something is so yeah. cool. Yeah.
I want to see.
So yeah, it's, well, you can think about it. Definitely yeah, think
put,
about
I'll,
it.
And
to be fair, like everybody.
Guys, like, yeah, I freaking love yeah. Brian. I love the show he's doing. There's no beef between us.
No, there's.
I found that
hilarious. I don't even know where that came from. To be fair, I don't
crack
know where
me
that,
up.
Yeah,
cracks.
People catch on to this, and I've heard different things, and I'm like, man, I don't know where that even like is rooted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like somebody caught on to that, and it just wasn't good. So, yeah,
that's so funny to me. Yeah,
but to be fair, Martins did text me after the contest, and you and I had a conversation about it then, and
yeah,
it was good, man. It was good.
Absolutely.
So,
what's up, brother?
Yeah. Getting some more people coming in. Yeah. So just think about it, right?
Like, I will.
That's
I'll
all.
I'll put my thought.
But yeah, man, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun to see you back. So when will you actually start like jumping in? Now I'm assuming you're kind of done traveling.
So I got the World's Strongest Nation coming up, and I'll be a captain for Team America.
Okay.
That'll be November 18th.
So here in a few weeks.
Yeah. And right now my runs are pretty good. So I'll be good to do the farmers and the sandbag there and the power stairs. But the static lifts, I'm going to take my time to build up.
Makes sense.
So right when I come back from that, end of November, I'm going to be full focus for the Arnold.
Nice, man. Nice. Do you have a goal for body weight? What size?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So let me take that just a step further. What weight or what condition would you say was like, hey, if I could have this package was my best package that I ever brought?
Interesting question.
And obviously the events change, so that's a little bit event dependent, but
it totally is event dependent. Anything above 330, this is interesting. My deadlift suffers, and my medleys suffer. Because it's just harder for me to get into like a tightly packed position. But when I'm heavier, my squats are way better, my overhead's way better, of course my truck pulls are better. So it is hard for me to decide. Like, there is a little give and take there that I gotta strategize about.
So are you saying 330?
330 is a solid weight where I'm strong.
This guy.
And then,
hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing, what's up, brother?
Man,
and of course next year is going to be so interesting because I got to go up against him. I got to go up against Mitchell Hooper, and even Tom is going to be at Arnold. So this is going to be an epic showdown.
It will be, man. It will be. So are you thinking 330?
I think I'm gonna.
Or is that gonna
try 330
on once they announce the event?
Once they announce the event. Okay. If there's something where I really need to put my body weight behind it, I will up the weight. But I think 340, 350 would be my maximum.
What's that? What's the heaviest you ever were?
365, and that was, I think that was right around Worlds, yeah. Well, 2019. Yeah.
So 365, and I'm assuming you kind of felt like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
For sure. And I was really glad that in the finals there were no deadlift.
Yeah.
Because that weight, that was definitely making it tougher.
But better for squats.
Way better for school. Way
interesting.
Better. It's like I feel like I just have like a cushion to bounce off of.
Yeah,
when I'm that
get a little bit tighter.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's awesome, man. Well, it sounds like it's gonna be a good year.
It's gonna be a good year.
And you sound excited.
I am, and yeah. I'm also like. So, by the way, your longevity in the sport has always been an inspiration to me, and I just wanted to say that. I gotta pick your mind at some point. Figure out how you've stayed in the sport so long and so strong for so long.
We can talk whenever.
Yeah, that's just
more than happy to.
Hats off help to you, yeah. Brian. That's a long legacy, and it's a phenomenal legacy.
It was a lot of fun, man. Time flies when you're having fun, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
it just kind of went by quicker than I thought, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to look back and say, like, oh, I was doing this contest in 2006 or 5 or 7, you know, like. That's a long time ago.
You've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
I was a kid watching TV, like,
oh, I know.
Brian Shaw, and then I'm competing against you. You're still around.
Here's the truth.
Still look the same.
True story, right? And I don't know if you heard this, but this year, both Pavlo and Alexei said that they watched me compete in Ukraine in 2007, and they were only like 8 years old. And they went, and we did like a World's Strongest Nation in Ukraine. And I was like, wow, that makes me feel pretty old, you know? Like, you're both in the final, and you watched me when you were like,
yeah, man, that's unreal. It's
crazy.
This has been a surreal journey for me, like, to watch you and then compete against you. That's surreal.
It was fun, man. Well, I know I speak for a lot of people in saying, like, you getting back to competing, back in shape, back at your best where you feel good, man. It's interesting. Like, you know, you prepare well, and I think it's going to be fun, man. Fun to watch your comeback, and it's going to be a heck of a battle.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
With every contest, but appreciate your time, man.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been fun. We could talk a lot more about everything, but this is just a little mini road podcast.
I got to go kick this jet lag off to the curb, man. This is...
Well, at least you didn't fall asleep.
Yeah. You bring the energy, brother. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, appreciate you guys. Hope you enjoyed that. Please check out Martins and all of the fun stuff that he's got coming out. When's the next Strength Unknown?
We're looking at probably end of November for Strength Unknown Japan. We got sumo wrestling and, of course, the legendary Chikara Ishii from Japan is actually, I want to say this before
Please,
I sign out.
Go for it.
Japan I think that is one of the true lands of stone that have been forgotten. Japan has over 16,000 recorded historic lifting stones with like engravings, and some of them are like up to 200 kilos, and the guys have lifted them from like 200 years ago. And that is something that we want to show you guys. I feel like that's been forgotten, and we want to bring that back to the spotlight.
I love it. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into that. So it's neat for you to highlight that and bring it out. And who knows, man? Who knows what the future will hold there? And maybe shedding some light, more people will want to go and try it out and see what they can do.
It's really cool stuff. Yeah.
I love it. Well, I appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much, Brian.
That was awesome. And like I said, hope you're all doing well. Appreciate all of you. For now, God, be great. And we'll check you guys later.